This is All Things Considered on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Mitch Teich. Another speed skater has come forward leveling accusations of alleged sexual assault by former skater and former U.S. speed skating president Andy Gabel, accusations that federal authorities are now looking into. Two-time Olympic medalist Nikki Meyer was 15 when she trained at the U.S. Olympic Education Center in Marquette, Michigan. Andy Gabel was 11 years older and already an Olympic skater when he trained there at the same time. Meyer says she came forward after hearing skater Bridie Farrell tell her story on WUWM's Lake Effect last week.
I was shocked, needless to say, but not surprised. I felt bad for Bridie, and I had reached out to her after originally hearing the interviews, and just to let her know that she wasn't going through this alone, and there were more of us out there.
Meyer, who was known as Nikki Ziegelmeyer when she competed in short track speed skating, says Farrell's story sounded chillingly similar to her own, though she says the abuse had a clearly and unpleasantly defined beginning, which happened when a coach suggested she go to Gabel for help in getting her skates adjusted. Her story will probably disturb some listeners.
I knocked at his door, and, you know, I'm standing there holding my skates, one in each hand. He opens the door. I explained to him the situation that I was in and what I was needing help with, and he said, sure, no problem, come on in. So I entered his room, and he took the skates out of my hands and set them on the desk and said, make yourself comfortable, I'll be right back. So I leaned up against the footboard. I mean, these were kind of small rooms, they're little dorm rooms, and I leaned up against the footboard of the bed and just kind of, you know, leaned there for couldn't have been more than a minute. And he, as he came around the corner, the lights came off. And I'm like, what's going on? And he proceeded to push me down over the footboard onto his bed and jumped on top of me. And I was just in shock. I couldn't believe what he was doing. And I was shocked and confused immediately. And I proceeded to try to push him off and said, no, this isn't why I came. And he just kept saying it over and over again, you know this is why you came to my room. You know this is why you came to my room. And that's not why I came to his room. And I was just so in unbelievable shock that I couldn't believe that this was actually happening and that Andy Gabel was doing this to me.
Meyer says Gabel instructed her not to tell anyone what had happened because no one would believe her. But she says she tried to tell teammates immediately, and indeed, no one believed her story. Meyer says Gabel continued to pursue her in the weeks following, and eventually more sexual contact happened. She says he was eventually able to recast his attention in a way that she, like Bridie Farrell in our earlier interview, believed she was special. Meyer says the abuse went on for more than 3 years, including at the 1992 and 94 Winter Olympics and other world meets. Gabel has not responded to repeated requests for comment. Nikki Meyer confirms she's spoken with the FBI as it looks into the matter.
I was contacted by an FBI agent yesterday and had spoke with him for a matter of probably a couple hours at least.
Meyer says she went into detail about many of the instances in which she had sexual contact with Gabel. Bridie Farrell also confirms she has spoken with the FBI. In an email message, a spokesman for the FBI's Milwaukee field office said the agency would have no comment at this time. Speaking on a conference call this afternoon, U.S. Olympic Committee CEO Scott Blackmon said he was not aware of any additional investigations into Gabel, federal or otherwise, though he noted the committee's Safe Sport program was put into place after a sex abuse scandal involving USA Swimming. A group of short track skaters earlier this week asked the USOC to put U.S. speed skating on probation. They documented a wide range of, quote, alleged issues of noncompliance by U.S. speed skating with the Ted Stevens Olympic and Amateur Sports Act, which covers transparency and fair treatment of athletes' requirements. Addressing the sport's overall turmoil, Blackmon said the committee does have fundamental concerns about U.S. speed skating.
Candidly, their performance this winter on the short track side has not been as good as it has been in recent years. And so, you know, I think we're seeing some of the effects of, you know, the challenges that they're facing on the ice now. And we're, you know, we're concerned about that. And because of that, we're having, you know, some what I think are very constructive discussions with speed skating about you know, how we might improve the state of affairs there.
Nikki Meyer, who lives in her native Missouri, won a silver medal at the 92 games in Albertville and a bronze at the 94 games in Lillehammer, one more medal than Gable won in his Olympic career. She says she almost never talks today about her life as an Olympic speed skater. Lake Effect will air the full interview with Nikki Meyer on Lake Effect Weekend tomorrow and Sunday. I'm Mitch Teich, 89.7 WUWM.